Ah, there they are. Ah. Well, it's time to get rid of this soca music, you know, because I hope you're on the Zoom, you know. Listen to me, listeners. I hope you're on the Zoom, because if not, you're going to miss a wonderful, wonderful show. Trust me. You're going to hear some singing that we haven't heard in a long while, apart from when Carlene was here, but you're going to hear the two of them together, two voices. Remember, you locked into Radio McGill right here in the city of Montreal, and WFFR Sunshine Radio all the way in beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Washington, D.C., although we can't take them politicians, but still, you know what I mean? I'm just going to bring up the show, the Zoom, right away, and then I'm going to turn it over to the man who gave me everything late, all right? I never heard of this young man until when I heard this song, and I couldn't stop playing it. I should have called him and asked him for money, you know, because I played this song when it first came out every week. And I'm sure you all going to remember this.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Ooh, oh, now. Yeah. Ooh,
me say me love this song. Haul it, boy. Haul it, haul it, haul it. What's up?
Ooh, oh, oh, now, now. Yeah.
This is Ed Robinson.
Oh, oh, now, now. I hear them say, Mama, take this badge off of me.
Yes, sir.
Right now, cause I can't use it anymore, no. It's getting dark, too dark to see. And right now, I feel I'm a knocking on heaven's door. So now, I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
If you want to see this voice,
knock, knock, knock,
get to the Zoom. You all know the address.
I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah. I said I gotta put my guns to the ground, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Cause I can't shoot them anymore.
No, we don't want to do that no more.
See the long black cloud is coming down on me, Lord. And I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. And right now, I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
I gotta turn on this music and say hello, because I will play this music for the next half an hour. Yeah. Ed Robinson. Boy, I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, I don't know where you got that song from and how you put it together like that. I know you have a fine voice, but incredible, incredible, and I enjoy this music. You have another one about Spanish Town and all that. I don't know how you come up with them ideas anyway. You're sitting with a charmer there, a beautiful lady. I really don't want to talk to you, you know, because she's good looking. But we have to, you know what I mean? Welcome, 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 both of you. All right?
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so
yes,
much.
Joanne Marie. And folks, you're going to hear these two sing together. And if it's not a little bit of heaven when they're finished, I'll do something for you. If you don't enjoy them vocals together. But let me just talk with Ed a little bit. Ed, you know, somebody was supposed to give me your bio, but certain things happened and I didn't get it. So could you just unwind for me? What part of Jamaica are you from and all that?
Actually, I was born and raised in Spanish Town.
Spain Town, man.
Yeah, man, Spain Town, man, strictly. You see me, hombre?
Yes, sir. Me did like it, you know. Where the brother name, what they do when the whole heap of bus them?
no way at all, remember.
Yeah, because me used to ride in bus from Parade to Spanish Town. I mean, up here, you know.
Yep.
But yeah, I was a school boy at that time. Yeah, so Spanish Town, that's where the singing started, or what?
No, my singing started actually in St. Elizabeth. Santa Cruz, La Covia, really.
La Covia.
Yeah, actually start down there, but I've been a musician, a drummer.
Oh!
Spanish Town days, you know? Yeah, man.
Yeah? My father
pack me up and move with to St. Elizabeth to take me out of there. You know, Spanish
yes, 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 yes. So tell me now, any band that we would know of that you played a little trap with?
Actually, I play with a bunch of different bands. I mean, not too much famous bands in terms of youth coming up. But after we reach up to a certain level, I start playing drums. So like Bob Andy, Ras Kabi, Junior Marvin from the Wheelers. We have a band named Explosion, you know.
Right.
Those kind of people. Yeah, man. Junior Rankin and Finnegan, you know.
Yes. Let me just apologize to... Joanne Marie there. It's not that you're forgotten, but
I'm good.
I just wanted to get to Junior a little bit. Junior. Ed.
Ed Robinson.
Yes, Ed Robinson.
I feel honored. You see me as a junior, man.
Yeah, but Clarendon. Anyway, that's another story, Clarendon. So tell me something now. How did Knock Knock on Heaven Doors come about?
Actually, the song was introduced to me by a brethren, you know, big up Mr. Stanley Chin out of Montego Bay, Carnival Beach. Yeah, man. The brethren introduced the song to me, bring the song to me on a cassette one day and just say, go home and learn that tune. You know, I'm go home and put it on. It was a song from the movie, from an old movie, you know, with Bob Dylan singing with just an acoustic guitar, you know?
Yeah.
Right, so, but I never really too like it, but, you know, Stan and my brethren, you know, we've been rolling, you know, been giving all of our trouble in Montego Bay, you know, so... We just learn the song and we start working out on the beach at nights, you know, in terms of we have a little studio on the beach, you know. And that's how we used to have a fun and thing. And we just go home one day and start recording the tune, and we eventually end up playing the tune for a bridging at Tough Gang Records named Royal Thompson, you know.
Right.
And Royal Thompson love it. And here we go Ocherius and re-record basically everything with Barry Hoheer, and the rest is history, brother.
Rest is history. It's still
a big up to Mr. Royal Thompson still, you know.
It's still running all over the world.
Yeah, man.
Yes, Ed Robinson from Spain Town, Santa Cruz, all about over Jamaica. I love it still. Love it still. You know, I've admired your vocal ability. I've admired you as a person. I don't hear you in the Bengaleng thing at Jamaica, who Ed Robinson said this and said that and do that. And that's good. I'm tired of these artists always in some penke yeah. something. You know what I mean? So
I'll tell you one thing, don't really beat it up. Apart from them personal life, because we all have personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I mean? We do.
But apart from them personal life, don't beat it up, because you see, as we get into the 2000s, it's the era of chaos. You know what I mean?
Because Jesus.
You're not gonna get any kind of fame. You know, with the market as reggae is right now, reggae dancehall is not just reggae,
right?
But with the whole dancehall era, it's a chaotic era. It become, if you're not involved in the whole heap of foolishness, you're probably not gonna get talked about. You know what I mean? And right. You know that little 90 talk that you probably have to draw down upon somebody and beat them up or thump them in the face or shoot them.
Yeah, but, you know, I think some of them, Ed, I think some of them doing this to get that.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to
say. You know.
Don't really beat them up. It's not real. It's as fake as it comes, believe it or not. It's
good.
Fake.
Well, I'm glad you're telling me that. I'm happy you're telling me that. Yeah.
It is not real, Bridget.
Good.
Do that on purpose, you know.
You know.
I want to be famous right now. All I have to do is just drop my pants on. You know what I mean? Trust me, they're gonna be talking about me for the next 9 days. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
That's all I need now, right? On Radio McGill, our pants was dropped.
Right?
Yeah. I listen.
It's all fiat, Bridget. It's not for real. You know what I mean?
I know. I get it.
The ones don't really really cut through like that, you know, because people don't like, the truth is boring, you know, but the lies are way more interesting, Bridget. That's the era we're living in right now. It's soon changed, trust me, it's soon changed.
You know, Eddie, I have one wicked set of music here, but for some reason I'm drawn to this one. Just a little piece I'm going to touch with the Spanish Town business.
Now make the smile fool ya. Don't make them tom fool ya.
We are so hombre.
Spain Town, I'm about ya. Whoa, whoa, boy, where have you been? Make me tell them Spanish Town me come from.
Boy.
Born and raised in a 21. Lord, it's just a pity that me couldn't stay there. That's why me rode through Senti to my bay.
Oh, yeah.
Spanish Town me come from.
Spain Town.
Born and raised in a 21. Lord, it's just a pity that me couldn't stand there. No. That's why me rode through Senti to my bay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to play no more of this one because it's mine. I played selfishly. And he tells you about his journey throughout Jamaica. And if you have a sense of humor and you've been a Jamaican by birth, and you will hear it's a journey many Jamaicans have taken. So it's called Spanish Town. Hey, the boss man named Pen Overland. The boss named Pen Overland. Me just remember. Anyway, you know what? I'm just gonna throw it to the big man to do it. But before he does that, I want to talk to the lady because, you know, when this was suggested to me last 2 hours ago, I never heard the name Joanne Marie as an artist in Jamaica. I never heard the name. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Tony Carr plays my music all the time, and you're his brother.
So. Yeah, but he's selfish. He never tells me these things, especially when a woman is good looking. But no. because I'm maybe further north and nobody wants to send any music, but now I have all your music, I'm going to play it and say, na, 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 because the voice, two lovely voices sitting right there, folks, for those of you who are on the Zoom. I just want to ask you a little bit about everything and anything. I see you sang with an artist that I truly love, Garnet Silk, John Holt, Mr. Wow. Pluto, good old Pluto. Pluto is having a show next 2 weeks in Florida.
In February.
Pluto Shervington, Trevor Lopez, Benji Myers, that's another. Mm. So you've been with Dennis Brown, Ernie. Wow. Tell me a little bit about Dennis Brown, because that's one of my favorite artists. I had the pleasure of introducing him several times.
I did a lot of work with Dennis in the studio. Way back in the 80s. I mean, he was a part of the camp that I was in, which is Gong Sounds Records. So I've been singing for a long time. I actually started out when I was 4 years old.
Whoa.
Singing on Ring Ding with Miss Lou.
Miss Lou, man. Ring Ding.
Yeah, and of course I got a lot of experience with theater and, you know, acting and performing and all of that stuff. So that's where I got my experience from.
All foot.
Nice. And you know, one of the things I saw here, you know, and that's me too. Whatever little I can. You know, I see something here. I'm jumping all over the thing because I didn't get to read it as I should, because, you know, I'm not going to knock him no more.
Let's not knock him anymore.
No, I'm going to put some hair on his head.
I will do it.
No, that's my better. That's my right hand man, left hand,
forgive,
everything.
Forgive him.
He's forgiven. He's forgiven. You know, we have to. You know what I mean? No, no, but apart from Ring Ding, you did a lot of musicals you presented a lot of musical singles in Jamaica, and I never, I don't know, you need a new what they call it?
Yeah, right. You know what's funny? I am a PR. I'm Ed Robinson's manager. You might not know that. And I promote everybody else but myself, and I get cussing all the time. But I kind of put the singing and the music, my music, aside to help everybody else.
Yeah, but
so
listen.
Now, Ed, the past 2 years, Ed has been hitting me over the head. No, you need to go back in the studio and record. So.
Please do. Please do.
I sang my first song when I was 18 years old, recorded by Clint O'Neill, was my producer, was I'm a Single Girl.
Yeah, I'm a single girl. I think I know that song then, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think I know that song there. But hear this now. I'm going to pass you off to the big man because he has all the technical questions for you.
Oh,
but before I do, Miss Publicist, whatever, you need to promote this song more. I need to hear it more. I'm going to play it, and I'm playing out the whole thing. So, you know what I mean? Who wants Vex? Vex. But I love this song. You know, on a, let me talk, Ranking Jamaica. I'm going to sing some song when me love, you know, man. Oh, God. I wait there. This one.
Give that.
Oh, Lord.
She walks in.
I gotta rewind this boy. Can't just play so. Mr. Ed Robinson.
She walks in and I'm suddenly a hero.
Oh yes.
Taking it, my hopes begin to rise.
You know, I know we don't have much time, you know, and I don't want to play out my song and rub off the thing on it. You know them say if you play a song too much, you rub off the sound.
You rub off the vinyl, you know.
Yeah, you rub off the vinyl. So you know what? I'm just gonna turn you over to my left hand punching bag, my friend, everything. Brother Drew.
Yes, Father Stretch.
You have two gorgeous, but I don't know good looking anyway. Me the ugly one here, but anyway, take them home. All right, so I'll turn off this music. Hey, by the way, me love the picture, you know. Hey, other picture you look so cozy.
Which one?
The picture on the album, yeah. Suddenly.
You know, I blame the brother who did the graphics, man.
Yes, me I gotta blame him. Boy, now look by one another like a long time. Like when I wanted to do a Vietnam or something and come back.
Take a picture with somebody else and she take a picture with somebody else.
Ah, God! That's I mean, I listen to it. Hey, I mean, I listen to it. I know better than that. All right, exactly. Folks, if you're just joining us here, we're just having fun with two gorgeous people, if I may say so. And please, you can link on and see who I'm, what I'm talking with, and enjoy himself. Right now, I'm gonna turn him over to Drew, and let me stop this music here so Drew can do his thing. And remember, you're locked into Radio McGill, CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm here with the crew. DJ Nicholas is somewhere hiding as usual. And, of course, Brother Drew is here, my co-host. She's putting on her lipstick and pretend she's at a club somewhere in her basement. So, Brother Drew.
Yes, Father Stretch.
Two charmers. Go right ahead.
Two charmers, boy. Father Stretch, it looks like today is going to be a sound clash day, you know.
Right?
I too old for them thing here.
You know why? You know why? Because we today we have two beautiful voices.
Mm-hmm.
Father Ed, I'm gonna say welcome, and Mama Joanne Free, who I linked up with because she's management with Ed Robinson, and like she said it right before, like, you know, we're talking all the time and we're just talking about Ed.
Yes.
You know, and then she sends me a song and I said, "Who's singing?" And she said, "That's me." You know,
that's what she just said. She doesn't push herself enough. Listen, you push Ed and I'm gonna come and push you with my big mouth. You kidding me?
So after like, you know, listening to this.
I was going to say something, but up here, decent people are watching.
Get your head out the gutter.
I was just about to say, who's going to push me?
I was going to say something, but up here, decent people are watching. But now, but I
said, no, 1 second. Stretch, it's okay, because I have about 5 people want to manage me.
Please.
5 people right now.
Get out there. You have it. You have it. The two you need pushing, because I'm not hearing nothing about Ed of late. So
really
yeah. Nothing is reaching Canada.
You know what? I'm gonna have to talk to you.
Please do. Please do.
Trust me, he's been pushed major. So
I listen. Drew. I interfering in your thing. But
lock off the bottom. The bottom lock off, man. Don't worry yourself.
Listen.
The bottom to Canada yet?
Yeah, it's coming. Listen, I hear the two of you singing individually and harmonizing together, and there's nothing pretty right now like you two guys coming out of Jamaica. Nothing. And you can't tell all of my friends them, don't let me say that. All right, go ahead, Drew. Let me go and get a drink of water or something.
Yeah, like I was saying before, you know what I mean? Joanna Marie sent me this song. And I'm like, who's singing? She says, I'm singing. And further on, I got to know that she also produced the song.
Whoa.
So she's not only a singer, she's also a producer.
Massive producer,
and like I said, it's going to be a little bit of a song clash kind of Saturday today, because you're gonna play some of your favorite songs from Ed. I'm gonna play some of mine from Joanna Marie, and this one here.
Sound clash.
Hey,
One of my favorites.
Sunshine, moonlight, delight, just a couple words describing who you are. Lovely, so lovely. What do you want to know? Why I'm in love with you.
Patient.
Boys, courtesy of the one, Joanna Marie, alongside Peter T.
And sweet heaven is where I want to be, where I am when I'm with you.
Perfect, yes, perfect is what you gave to me for all the world to see. Now no one cares, cause I belong
to you.
Trust me, that's the hidden golden voice that the world needs to know. How you doing, Mama Joanna?
I'm good, Drew. How are you?
Everything is blessed. Everything is blessed, man. Where you been hiding this voice all of these years?
Yeah, I want to know too.
Well, put it this way. I mean, I've been in the industry for so long, but I'm the businesswoman. I'm the woman behind
the money.
Everything that happens, you know, between the marketing, the promotion, the production, Ed Robinson's career within the past 3 years. And not only that, just helping a whole ton of artists. So it, you know, I started singing, and when Clint O'Neill died, I think I died with him, kind of thing. You know, because Clint brought me out, and then Copeland Forbes took me over, and then I just, you know, I recorded one album.
Wow. But so as you as a producer now, I know you got to be working on your own album then.
Well, no, that's my producer now.
So you're producing other people that Ed is producing you?
Ed is producing me. I'm producing Ed. We're producing other artists together. It's just one big production team. So now I have a new album working on, thanks to Ed again.
I saw that also on your bio, and I saw you had posted a flyer with where you performed with Garnet Silk and a whole heap of artists. And I saw that, you know what I mean? Like you said, you were part of the Dennis Brown camp. And Dennis is one of those legends that would live on forever in the reggae business. How was it working with Dennis, and what's your greatest memory of him?
Well, my greatest memory is a show that we did at the Cameo Theater that was his last performance. In Miami, on stage with Dennis, John Holt, Gregor Isaacs, myself, and two other artists. I can't remember their names right now, but that was the highlight of my career.
Wow.
Just being, working that stage, sharing the stage with them back then.
Well,
I was singing my single girl tune along with some other songs, yeah.
So, wow.
How did... Go ahead.
I know Dennis had to be really close to you. I'm going to play something else from you. And this is one of my favorite Dennis songs. And it was amazing to hear you do the cover of this song like this.
Yes. Late last night.
It has its own thing going on here.
Hold on up!
Pass your house late last night.
All the shades were pulled and drawn way down tight. From within the dim lights cast, two silhouettes on the shade. Oh, what a lovely couple they made. Silhouettes. Put her arms around your waist, held you tight, kisses I could almost taste.
Trust me, Joanna, when you're singing, I could feel it. Like, it's like you're singing to someone. You know what I mean? I could feel the love coming out of every word that you're saying. And Father Ed.
Yes, sir.
It just be a kicking back, Mr. Covers. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You're a man, you have like what? Over 200 recordings and 12 albums.
Yeah, you know probably I mean? More than that, but you know, who's counting, bro? You know? So we're doing what we're coming to do, man, you know. After you know, come to and just put in the work like Mr. Robbie Shakespeare and R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You have one of those unique voices in the business. You know what I mean? You've been there for so long. What keep Ed Robinson going after so many years?
I never learned to do anything else in life. I never learned to do anything else in life. I can't fix car. I can't make furniture. You know what I mean? I can't do nothing else in my life. I can't build a house. I'm not a mason. I'm not a carpenter. All I know to do is play music and sing some tune. That's it, my brother. I never pay any attention to anything else in life. You know what I'm saying? Anything else I do is just for fun, you know? But music is the work, you know? Music is what we come here to do, Bridge, you know, or so I think, you know.
Yeah, like you said earlier, you started out in the band playing drums. You know what I mean? What changes happened that you decided that, you know what, I don't want to be, you know what I mean, I'm going to move on from playing the drums, or I'm going to put that in the background and I'm going to go to the forefront.
Yeah. Actually, it was at one point, I started taking some serious orders from the singers, them, you know, like them boss you around. You know, it's like them start telling you what to do. And, you know, as a young musician, you know, you have your own ideas of what the thing's supposed to sound like and what you're supposed to do for making things sound different. And you want it to be different from the average, you know, Joe Schmuck or come a Dufim thing. You don't want to sound like him. You don't want to play it like him. You know, you just want to do your thing. Mm-hmm. And then the singers, them start bass you, and I was like, oh, so is the singer them at the bass around here? You know, so.
So you wanted to be the bass.
Yeah, so I mean, in my head, I knew I was born to be a boss, not a follower. You know what I'm saying? I was born to be a leader. So I always wanted to be like, you know, I tell a guy what to do. A guy don't tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying? So you know, them time there, you know, you have a little unruly thing coming from where we coming from, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, it's a good old Spanish town dirt, yes. You know, we swallow and breathe too much of it. We don't like to be told what to do, you know what I mean?
That's very true. but let me say,
right.
Since I've been managing Ed and him and I've been together for what, 3 years, just about, December will be 3 years, he listens to me. So I don't have that problem.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, me
most
too.
Most of the people I used to work with, majority of the people, it really make no sense. It was all ego talking, you know?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because you know how we are as musicians and singers. We have more ego than money, you know? So we tend to use with ego before the money chips in, you know? We start using up the ego way, way, way before we start making money. And that will start bumping head with people and people's ego, you know? So that's why sometimes bands don't last, you know, good bands don't last forever because you have some great musician in the band and them start bumping head because it's the ego that chips in and starts
so true.
All that noise, you know?
So true.
Sometimes it's not really the talent, you know? But we don't get that until we probably grew up a little bit older, more experienced. You know how that is, man.
You want me to jump in?
Yeah, jump in.
You know what you're talking about is it's such a painful thing to rehash being leaders without any direction. When you check out, I see Ernest Wilson died the other day in Jamaica, and Ernest is a guy I know.
R.I.P. Ernest.
Yeah, and Ernest, they couldn't find money to bury him. You know, I mean, I see this guy do. I mean, he had several hits out there, not in Jamaica alone, over there in Europe. What happened there? Will you guys make that kind of mistake, the two of you?
It's hard to say that.
No.
Especially when you, because you don't know what life brings sometimes. Life is an unpredictable thing, you know, but put it this way. It's not really a mistake they're making, you know, my brother. You see? A mistake is totally different from ignorance, you know. When you don't know something, you don't know. You know, because me growing up in Jamaica, I being in the music business in Jamaica, I didn't know there was such a thing as royalty. I didn't know there was such a thing as returns from the work that you do. I thought there was just returns from the show that you do. You know, so once all we need is 4, 5, 6, 7 hits record, or probably one hit record, and we just hit the road. And that's where our head is at. You know what I mean? We just hit the road and sing and nothing. We never knew there was royalties coming back from record. But you see, the problem with reggae music on a whole is the reggae industry and the business side of reggae. Every businessman in reggae, there's not one that excluded from this foolishness, right? Every last one of them is a culprit when it comes to knowing the business.
Yep.
You know where the business is.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't uplift the artist. You don't shit with artists. You use them like there was like, you know, look, because they know that every artist have a time period. An artist will run the place from 1970 until 1980. And that's it. Somebody else come and knock him out. If you notice something, No 2, 3, 4 artists don't rule the airwaves in Jamaica and stay at the top at the same time. It's always one. And as soon as we see one that comes, we find our manufacturer or just groom our next one to come compete with him. And that's where the clash culture come from. You know, a man a clash a next man. No, brother, you clash a woman. You know what I'm saying? You don't clash a next
man.
Why
would you want to clash a woman?
Oh, no, brother. You go up against a woman or you go up with a woman, brother. You are not a woman to compete, brother. You don't compete with a next man.
Mm-mm.
You understand me? Especially with the music career. Five. Remember back in the days when Prince, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, and Rick James, them are the four superstars that run the place at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to us?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happened to you? Ever see Prince and Mike and when named Prince and Michael Jackson on stage, same stage, a clash?
Mm-mm.
You ever see them two man there a clash? Where did that culture come from? Where that culture come from with us as Jamaicans? Why do we have to clash each other and tear down each other on stage just for somebody else's rise?
Right.
Crab in a barrel mentality, Bridget.
Thank
you know
you.
What I'm saying?
Correct.
Just as a man see a rise to the top and want to come out of the barrel as a crab, him just reach up and jump on your back and start move on you. So guess what? Two want to come right back down. Where are all the superstars in the 90s? Where are they now?
Where are they now? Good question. You know, I'm so glad you're addressing that subject, because these young guys now, all they're talking about is clash and who no clash. And
no, you know, no one want to tell you something. You know, don't watch them like a young youth nowadays. You know, them way smarter than us. You know,
me not think so, sir.
No, man, them way smarter than we, brother. Because guess what? They are making money from it. Not what they do with their money is for them problem that, but they're making serious money from the business, brethren. Guess what? No. Go check every last one of them, brother. As you hear about them, as you hear one song with them, them rich. You understand me? I know artists where I know him don't see 100 G's in him career. I mean, I talk about name brand artists, I know him don't see 100 G's.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? See? I know him don't even know about sound exchange. You know? I mean, I'm on a program right now that I'm trying to get like every disc jockey, right? As opposed to me sending you an MP3 or me sending you a song, I'm trying to get every disc jockey, especially on our station, to play the records them from Spotify. Every time you play a record from Spotify, we get money.
Right?
But if you buy a record from iTunes, it's just 99 cents. That can share between me and the producer. And you can play it a million times. It's only 1.99 cents me and the producer get, or me and the label get.
Right.
But if you play it a million times, we get money.
Mm.
You understand me? So now we not have to ask nobody to fund we when we're dead and get ready to meet Lucifer. You understand?
You mentioned radio station a while ago. Kindly tell the people what station you guys are on, please.
I'm going to let Mommy talk to you about that, because she is the business brain and the business head behind that. I have no business brain.
You only have the big mouth.
Right?
I have to always have
somebody behind
you got
to take
it right.
care of music, because I have no interest in the music business. I have no interest in the music industry.
No, me too.
Okay, so Stretch, we formed in the middle of pandemic, September 4th of 2020, we formed Reggae Global Radio.
Ah.
Yes.
That's the one Brother Drew is on.
37 radio personalities from around the world.
Nice.
All over the world. We have over 60,000 listeners.
Wow.
We have a major, major platform. So, yeah, we're proud of it.
So that is why I can't.
And Drew is included.
Yeah, I know. Every Sunday.
It has a show as well. 2 days, Wednesday. 2 days,
yeah.
3 to 7 and Thursday, 5 to 7.
Do you play love songs?
We play
every song because
when I retire here, you know, I want a slot to play only love songs.
Okay, guess what? I got you.
All right. All right. No, but
remember, even when you play a song, say "kill something," "kill somebody," or "kill a song" is a love song, you know, because we love to kill something.
Jesus. Never thought of it that way. No, I never got a chance to play something that I like again because somebody hogged the field. So could I just touch a little Ed Robinson doing a song called How About Us? Listen to this voice.
Sense and drag it on, pass on me.
Yes.
Let's don't keep it hanging on. If the fire is out, we should both be gone. Some people are made for each other. Some people can love one another for life.
Oh, God. Have a turn on this music. Because, listen, man, time running out on us, and I want to hear some more chatting from Ed and the charming, charming lady,
yeah,
Joanna
Marie. But that's the mission we're on right now, brethren, to you know, like, educate people about the music.
Hold on, before you go up on the mission.
Music business, you know?
Before you go on the mission.
We're on the mission. We're not going up on it.
All right. Hold on. Let me put on the Quebec bricks. A red silver play. Could the two of you sing something together for me? Just me alone. Let me hear the harmony because I love it.
You're not going to believe this. You know, we never sing together. We only sing on record, but we never sing together.
Oh, yeah?
We never sing together. Nowhere, not even at the studio.
We plan to sing together on tour next year.
Yeah, we get ready to hit Europe.
All right. You're forgiven.
Like this whole disease thing, your outfit.
Boy.
Clout judgment again, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're forgiven. Because
we never sing together before.
You know,
he always does background vocals to me. I do background vocals for him.
Yeah, we sing on record. Thousands or hundreds of records, but truth is, we never really sing together.
And the amount of people have been asking us, sing something together.
Yeah.
Well, you know something? Now, as your publicist, let me tell you this.
You're now my publicist.
Yes. Yes.
You're now hired officially.
When you go back to the studios, the two of you sit down and practice. You know who had told me that? You know, Peaches and Herb. I saw them in our concert.
No, I'm laughing because that's what people say we are. Peaches and
Herb. No, it's a group.
More like ganja and mango. More like weed and mango.
They had done a song called, and maybe you two could do that song too, Let's Fall in Love. In reggae version. Let's fall in love.
No, dog. The rumors are going to start, you know.
Well, the rumors are there already. You can't stop it.
You know it.
Yeah, you can't stop rumors. No, worry about that.
No, a rumor you're going to continue, you know, my brother.
Stretch. Since you played something.
Well, you lose me here like Drew, you know.
Yo, Stretch. Since you played something from Ed.
You have to remember, King. We live in a gunshine state, okay?
Yes.
You know what?
I don't wear bulletproof vests. You know what I mean?
Stretch.
Don't worry. Just say Stretch asks you to sing the song, man. Just say that.
All right, sir.
Since you played something from Ed, yes, I'm going to play something from Joanna. One of my other favorites from Joanna.
Hey, babe. You know, I really want you close to me.
Wow.
Yeah. I like the way you feel.
Yeah, me love that song, yeah, too.
Naughty.
Turn up the music, mama.
Bright and early, because the heat is on.
Be telling her I'm not wicked, you know. I don't know it, you know.
Hey, babe. Lay it on now that we are moving in the groove.
Whoa, wicked.
me say, hush, darling.
Hush.
Even if it hurts to cry, hush, darling.
Hush.
'Cause I'm not gonna tell you why, hush, darling.
Hush.
'Cause after the storm, there'll be a calm.
Well, we have plenty of music to play next week, you know, after Christmas, you know.
That sweet voice of the lady, Joanna Marie. Okay, Ed, back on your train now. You know what I mean? You've performed with so many names in the business. You know what I mean? And work with so many. Is there anyone out there that you would like to work with before? You know what I mean? Like, I ain't going to say before your career quit, because you say you don't know how to do nothing else. You know what I mean? But before you close your chapter, is there anyone out there that you would really like to collaborate
with? There's like two people in this business that I would love to do some work with. There's a little virgin named Nation Boss.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's a little virgin named Kashif Lindo.
Oh, yeah.
That I would love to do some work with. I've spent a career wanting, yearning, and pushing to work with his father. You know, and every time I get close to getting to bring in him father and try to do some work with him father, his father was like way too busy with the Giants, you know, with the Max Priest and the Dennis Brown and the Barry Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
Way too busy with them to even look at me back in them days, you know what I mean? So,
really?
You know, man, and Kashif Lindo is like equally as talented as this virgin, you know. So,
can I jump in there a little bit?
Yeah, man, go ahead, my brother.
You know, Willie Lindo is the first guitarist me ever sing to in my life.
Wow!
When you see him, tell him say you talk too anxious.
All right, cool.
And he was the first guitarist because we had a band called Viscounts. They had the band. I was just pretending I could sing around them. But
and what song did you do,
Stretch? I did a lot of love songs. I'm a lover, you know. Walk Away.
Oh, you're a lover, not a fighter. Right?
Yes, Walk Away, Matt Monroe for the Good Times, things like that. Funny Familia, Forgotten Feelings, Tom Jones.
But
Willie was the first guitarist, and then he moved to New York. Wow. He had Kashif. You ever hear his little daughter sing?
Cool.
Oh, gosh.
Cool number, brother, man.
I mean, I've known Kashif and Keisha from they were little. I know Kashif from he was young.
Yeah, yeah. The daughter, wicked. Kashif, wicked. The father, you see him sit down there, quiet.
It's just a wicked family.
Yeah, man, a wicked man. wicked.
So musical family.
All of my career life, you know, back them time there, I yearned to work with, you know, get in the studio with Mr. Willie Lindo.
Mm-hmm. Me, I go phone him.
Huh?
Me, I go phone him and put in my two word. He might listen to me.
You know, I mean, it's not too late, to be honest, but the truth is, you know.
You can't wait.
Right. I've always wanted to work with him, you know. So now I reach a level where I definitely would love to do some work with Kashif Lindo or that little youth named Nation Boss.
Mm.
You know, that Kashif. Little youth there, for some reason, you know, it just hit me in mindset, you know. It's the mindset that I love, not necessarily the type of singing or the style of singing.
Right. Right.
I don't really care about that, but it's mindset, you know.
Yeah, you know, man. Go ahead, Drew. Show them your ball head, Ed. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, okay, Ed. In 2018, you know, you release, you move your channel a little bit, and you release a gospel album. And this is something off of it.
If you see me
nice
walking away from his glory, take me back because smile on your face. If you see me walking away from his glory, take me back because you can't turn away,
to live your life in open disgrace. It's best to ride with the Lord in your heart than to be even an inch apart from God.
Na 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 na,
na 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 na.
Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa, yeah,
whoa.
Na 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 na.
Curtis, get along with Ed Robinson.
Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa, yeah,
whoa, yeah. Oh, yeah. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your everlasting love. Whoa, whoa, yeah.
Yeah, it's sung in nice as always. You know what I mean? How did you come up, and you know, how did you make that decision to say, you know what, let me do something gospel? And who worked with you putting this album together?
I've always wanted to do a gospel project. I'm one of them, because I've done so many gospel projects for so many different people. You know what I'm saying? Like hundreds of gospel clients, you know? I was in New York, and a virgin of mine named Dean, you know, stepped in with that project. You know what I mean? And him come up with all the rhythm track them, and we just and it was like, yo, Ed, may have some ideas there, you know, but it's definitely a gospel project, you know. So and we just take it from there, Virgin, and you know, the rest is history. I mean, you hear the product for yourself, you know. So I said, big up my Virgin Dean, you know. Yeah, man.
What I love is the band that you use, and most of you, the group that you use. I don't know if it's a band or what, because boy.
It's an individual Virgin. It's a Virgin who do most of the music for that gospel album.
Yeah.
But I put my thing in there. I go in there and put add things to it. But it's just one person that does all of them work, my Virgin.
Because
and,
I listen to you.
One Virgin with a laptop, you know?
Yes. Well, I sat there once and watched Kashif do a whole tune.
There you go.
In his father's studio. But what I'm saying, I totally admire. And that comes from being a drummer. I don't care what nobody says. Drummer timing is incredible. You know, I said to myself, all of your songs so far that I've heard, I said to myself, boy, I don't know who he records with, but it's beautiful. Now I hear is you.
Majority of the time I work, I'm in the studio by myself doing stuff. I mean, yeah, I've had other people come in and, you know, and I pass it on to other people and them add stuff to it. You know, I said, big up Cleavy, big up Steely and Cleavy series.
Yes.
Sly and Robbie, you know, the man that do things, man. You
know. Wow.
Well, yeah, man, you know, so.
You know, Drew, if you have any last question, sorry that my friend, I had to cut you off. If you have any last question, we only have 5 more minutes to go before they kick us off here.
Since we only have 5 more minutes, and this is a season of love, you know what I mean? And that's the reason why I asked Joanna Marie. I said, Joanna, can we have Ed for an interview? And then I said, because it's Christmas, why don't I have you guys together? You know what I mean? Plus, you have that single. So, you know what I mean? Since it's a season to be jolly, I'm going to play a little something like this.
So, Joanna is brought up.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights on the streets spreading so much.
Turn up the music now, Drew.
Yeah, Drew, it's not
I'm the boy who ever played that tune in. I want to play her Christmas song in a bag.
Yes!
The most beautiful time of the year. Lights in the streets spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't want to miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shorty with you, shorty with you, shorty with you, shorty with you.
Can I get in a piece of joint? You have it? Please play it. I was listening to it earlier on. It's beautiful.
Fire!
This is Joanna Marie for Christmas.
It's late December.
Yes, sir.
You've been gone for a while. I just can't remember when's the last time I kissed that smile. I met you and I together right by the fireside. Still this picture of you and I brought tears to my heart.
Yes, sir.
Ah, boy.
I mean, yes, sir.
You know what? We're so pressed with that.
Ed wrote that song for me, you know.
You're kidding me.
Ed wrote that song for
you. You're kidding. What? Yeah. Ain't I have to write Christmas song for me, too? What? I come to Florida, that man.
Anytime, but I can't write no love songs. I have to write one where I kill people at Christmas. I have to kill
that. You know, nope. Ed. You have to write you have to write Stretch a song like this, because I know he loved it and he played it.
Yeah.
Not make the smile for you. Don't make them.
Listen, not make fool them come from.
Don't make them tom fool you.
We are so hombre.
Spin down, I'm about you.
Yes, sir.
But why? Where have you been? Make me tell them where this tongue come from.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. But Stretch, you know what? We gotta have Joanna and Ed back on again in the new year.
Yeah, for sure. But
maybe 1 hour. 1 hour is not enough time for these two.
No, but we're gonna bring them on, because certainly highly entertained, and I must say I gotta thank you too, because boy, we have stories we could. I think I have to come and sit down on a coconut tree somewhere, and we just chat, and we just chat, because I see that where the connection is, and I must thank Drew for inviting you guys, and I don't know what else to say but Merry Christmas. And whatever you guys do, enjoy it. And
happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays. And
everybody, man.
I'm just trying to read something here. Somebody posts up, Mr. Burrell, wishing you guys all the best. So, Ed, and of course, the fine lady you have there, Joanna Marie. I see something in your, before we go, we have a minute or two, that your parents, one of them was from Venezuela.
Yeah, my mother is from Venezuela. My father is Jamaican.
Hablo español?
Sí, mucho.
Oh.
Yo canto en español.
No, that's español. As far as me go, is hablo español. Me no one,
yo, no Joe,
one.
Yo, Joe, you understand Taco Bell?
Sí, señor. Sí, señor.
My first album, I have Spanish songs on there.
Oh, nice. Could you send it to me? I would love to hear it.
Drew has everything.
He's
Drew
not going to give it to me.
Yo,
he's
them 2 yards
on
the bus, Joseph.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Listen to my brother. Just tell him so we don't speak Taco Bell. We speak jerk chicken.
Jerk
right?
chicken. We got to go. We got to go. They're going to stop us now. It's 6:58, 59. So I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias. And
thank you for having us, bro.
And believe you me, we're going to do this again because
after. It was fun, man.
Yeah, man. I enjoyed every minute of it. And Drew, thank you for that. All right? You can't say me no say thanks. Me have manners, you know.
Thank you, Stretch. Thank you, Drew.
Big up everybody in the chat room. Avril, big up.
Even over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if the vaccine is safe and effective. The answer is yes. The vaccine is approved by Health Canada and has been the subject of numerous studies involving thousands of people, including children. Experts also closely monitor any adverse effects that may occur after vaccination.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, good evening and welcome to another hot edition of the Masters of Work show on CKUT 90.3 FM with DJs Mike Mission and Ken Dog, featuring Dwayne Wayne, rocking the latest and classics in hip-hop, R&B, and dancehall remixes, and all that, no doubt. Every Saturday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., www.ckut.ca for that live stream. You can always email us at mike.mission@hotmail.com or kendiggy@hotmail.com, no doubt, with your latest clean music as MP3s if you're an artist. Also for shout